Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about by Daniel Goleman, Richard Boyatzis, and Annie McKee. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book change how you think about what a leader actually does?
It really did. I think most of us grew up with this image of a leader as the person with the best strategy or the loudest voice. But this book argues that the primary job of a leader is to manage the emotional state of the group. And honestly, that reframed everything for me.
Yeah, the central idea is primal leadership. The leader's mood is the single most contagious thing in any organization. They say we have these mirror neurons that make us automatically mimic and internalize the emotions of people around us, especially someone in charge.
Right. So when a leader walks into a room optimistic and focused, that feeling spreads like a wave. But if they're anxious or irritable, that negativity is equally contagious. It's not just a soft concept, it's biology. The book talks about how the brain's amygdala and prefrontal cortex react to emotional climate.
And they break that into two states, resonance and dissonance. Resonance is when people feel safe and inspired. Their brains operate in cognitive ease, so they're creative and collaborative. Dissonance is when they feel threatened. The amygdala hijacks everything, and people literally get dumber.
Exactly. So the primal leader's job is to create resonance. And to do that, you need emotional intelligence. The book breaks it into four domains. Two are personal, self-awareness, and self-management. And two are social, empathy and social skill.
Self-awareness is about knowing your own moods and how they affect others. A self-aware leader admits weaknesses and asks for help. They're authentic. Self-management isn't suppressing emotions. It's staying calm under pressure. I love that distinction.
And empathy is way more than being nice. It's a strategic skill, sensing unspoken feelings in a room, understanding why someone is struggling. Then social skill is the culmination, building rapport, persuading, and leading through change. They're interconnected muscles.
Then they map these skills onto six leadership styles. The most powerful is the visionary style, moving people toward a shared dream. It's motivating because it gives purpose. Then there's coaching, which focuses on personal development. That builds deep loyalty.
And the affiliative style is all about harmony, great for healing rifts or building morale. The democratic style builds consensus through participation. Those four create resonance. But then there are two styles that can easily become dissonant.
The pace-setting leader sets extremely high standards and models them obsessively. It can work short-term with a skilled team, but it often creates anxiety and burnout. And the commanding style is that classic do-what-I-say approach. It's useful in a crisis, but toxic as a long-term strategy.
The best leaders are style flexible. They can switch between these six depending on the situation. That flexibility is a hallmark of high emotional intelligence. A leader stuck in one mode is a liability.
Okay, so how do you actually develop these skills? They have this cycle of five discoveries. First is the ideal self, a vision of who you want to be as a leader, based on your core values. Second is the real self, an honest look at your strengths and gaps.
Third is a learning agenda, a plan to close the gap, building on strengths while addressing weaknesses. Fourth is practicing new behaviors, thoughts, and feelings deliberately. That's the neurological remodeling, literally rewiring your brain.
And fifth is building supportive relationships, coaches, mentors, friends who give honest feedback and hold you accountable. You can't do it alone, and it's not a one-time thing. It's a lifelong practice.
They also talk about the dissonance cycle, a downward spiral where stress makes a leader irritable, which stresses the team, which hurts performance, which creates more pressure. The only way out is intentional renewal, managing your own stress, and reconnecting with purpose.
The thing I'm taking away is that leadership isn't about having all the answers. It's about creating the conditions for the group's collective intelligence to flourish. That's a much more human and harder job.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. So the real message is, master your own emotions, and you'll ignite the human spirit in everyone around you. We'll see you in the next one.